Vince, I have a question. If you have... I'm not drunk. If you have... if you are trying... if you're trying to start somebody into listening to your show, what episode would you recommend they listen to? What would you consider to be your best episode that you would introduce somebody to the show with? And I'm not drunk.
She's drunk.
I'm not drunk. Goodbye.
All right. I didn't give Orion any time to think about this. He hasn't still heard the thinking. Voicemail until right now.
Still thinking. Take it away, Kyle. Give me a second.
Well, this is a hard question because, well, for a few reasons. One being that we have, what is this? This is episode 60.
60, right? Man.
So we have 60 episodes now, and the majority of them sound like shit, like in terms of audio quality. So there's all this stuff we talked about that I think is good.
Like quality content.
But if I directed to them to that as like the first episode to listen to, it sounds shitty.
Yeah, and we're yelling.
Yeah. Hey, Orion, how do you feel about abortion? Oh, it's pretty great. Yeah, so there's that. But with that out of the equation, I guess it depends on what your friend's into. Like, if your friend has a really silly sense of humor, then maybe like the pterodactyl episode or the
ooh, I got it.
Robot episode.
One of my favorites is, I don't know if we were on the new mics. I don't think we were. But the one where you were talking about the kid getting his eyes eaten out.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That one I'm kind of proud of.
Yeah, I like that one too. That one was pretty funny.
That was god fucking awful, but so funny.
Yeah, that was the duck water one too, wasn't it?
Is that what
I think it was.
We've had so many episodes. Yeah, I forget which is which and what we called them and what we talked about.
I think it's called duck water, and that was the same one where I explained homeopathy.
Oh, yeah.
And I was a little drunk the whole time.
Yeah, that's...
You put the duck in the water, and then you take the duck out of the water, and then it's duck water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one I'm pretty proud of, yeah. I like that one.
You have any others that like are favorites?
One of my favorites, and it's the older ones, the one where you talked about pride.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That is one of my favorites, but like you said, it's one of the older ones, and we're yelling into the mics.
Yeah, we talked about all the good stuff in the beginning, and now we're just faking it.
Yeah. I did like, as embarrassing as it is, I did like the masturbation one. Where,
God, what was that, like episode 2?
Episode 2, yeah, Jesus.
Yeah, all the best episodes are last year in the very beginning.
Because I get so many, when I bring those up, like to people that I've just met,
yeah,
you should see their faces.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they think I'm fucking with them.
So I was standing over this whole room full of preteen children.
Yeah.
Bear in mind, I was preteen as well. I mean,
yeah,
it's not like I'm a pedophile.
And you fucking a peach. And
I couldn't fathom
the idea that, like, and it was cold?
I know, yeah.
Why would you
like throw in the microwave or something? You're stuck on that idea. Yeah. Like, that was the craziest part about it. Not that I was fucking produce, but the fact that it was cold.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of more recent episodes, but the problem is, like, the more recent it is, the less I like it, because I have to distance myself from it for a while first and then listen to it later and be like, oh, that was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
So, a more recent one that I liked. Well, I guess another drunk one, like the one where I came home drunk from the bar.
Yeah.
And I was confused about where Glasgow was. And
Jesus.
You remember? You don't even remember that episode. He's making this confused face. Like, we did an episode where you were drunk.
Well,
he was drunk too, just not like I was.
Yeah. I'm trying to, you'd have to go more in depth, I guess.
You really don't remember that? Like, that sticks out in my mind. It's like, that's the drunkest I've ever been on the show. Like, I was doing an Irish accent.
Oh, that one, yeah. Yeah, that was a good one.
It was funny, I think.
That was funny, yeah.
But it's not typical of the show.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know if we want to spend too much time talking about this, because it's kind of like...
Keep going through.
It's kind of like audio masturbation. Like, remember that time we did a really good job? Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And I don't remember any episode numbers. The earlier Aldi ones were pretty good. The last couple that she was on, unfortunately, she started to crash at the end.
Yeah, we ran way too late, took too long setting up. Yeah.
But there are good parts in those, I think.
Yeah, but as an overall, like, whole episode to kind of show off, you know?
I don't remember which one it was, but the one where we first started talking about whether or not it was rape to have sex with someone in their sleep.
Oh, Jesus. I get too much shit for that. I don't know.
That's totally fine. Why would you not want it?
Yeah.
Somebody is just opening and closing doors. I don't know if you can hear that or not, but it's just over and over.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Do you have anything else to say about old episodes?
I stand by the Pride episode. That is definitely one of my favorites, even though it was old. That's the one I would tell friends about.
Proud and Prejudice.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it was episode 3. Yeah.
Yeah. Of course it was.
Something like that.
Okay. Well, actually, we should probably think some more about that, because that's a good idea to say, like, which episode would you recommend I have them listen to?
Yeah.
So we should probably think more about that. But for now,
if they could at least say, hey, you know, this is like an older one, you know, they don't have.
Yeah. If it is, if you do direct them to episode like 3, then just be like,
they're just starting out. They kind of suck.
The audio quality is a little bit better now, at the very least.
Yeah.
And they're kind of yelling because their mics didn't pick up very well. But, I guess onwards and upwards to other news. Gary, our friend Gary, posted in the forum that a friend of his, who was apparently a fan of ours on the Facebook page, was recently arrested.
Yep.
And I couldn't tell for sure if Gary was looking for sympathy for his friend.
Yeah.
You know, but he posted a link to an article about it. Like, that's how big, this was, is that there, you know, was an article about it. It's in Colorado. Springs couple busted for marijuana-laced cookies. Colorado Springs couple have been busted for baking and trying to sell marijuana-laced cookies labeled Canookies, police said.
Canookies, yeah.
Jesse and I think it's Alicia, but it could be Alicia. Alicia Vries. Is it Vries or Vries, do you think?
I pronounced it Vries in my head, but Vries. I don't know.
All right, we'll go with Vries. Jesse and Alicia Vries, both 27, were arrested this weekend on suspicion of marijuana distribution, according to the Colorado Springs Police Department blotter. Police said Jesse Vries gave a business card and free samples samples of cookies baked with canna butter, marijuana melded with butter, to a store clerk. Vries told the clerk that he and his wife were baking the cookies and trying to sell them. The clerk provided the cookies and card to the police. Investigators called Vries on his cell phone and made arrangements to buy Canookies. Police then got a warrant for the couple's home on the 2200 block of Skyview Lane and served it at about 3:45 a.m. Saturday. Officers discovered evidence of the baking and production of the cookies, as well as packaging, labeling, and storage of the items. So they're like, they're not just making them and trying to sell them. They're like, these are products.
Yeah, they're starting a business.
Officers recovered 73 ounces of packaged cookies and a total of 114 cookies.
Mm.
The cookies were packaged with a Canookies label and a smiley face stamp. Each vacuum-sealed package contained 2 cookies. Okay.
Alrighty.
So Jesse Vries is the dude here.
Yeah.
And that is Gary's friend.
Yeah. He lives in Colorado, and he's a fan of the show.
Now, at first, I was a little unsure on how to approach this, because on the one hand, I don't want to be a dick. I mean, I like Gary. Gary's a friend of ours, and this is a friend of Gary's, and he's supposedly a fan of the show.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be a dick, but this is a stupid fucking thing that happened.
Yeah.
Like, I can't avoid it. Like, it'd be really disingenuous of me to try to pretend that I really, really feel for this guy.
Just because he's a fan, yeah.
Right. This is stupid.
Yeah, that was my thought. At first, when I saw it, I thought it was an April Fool's thing, so I checked the date on it, and then I checked the link, and then I checked our fans, because, you know, we got quite a few fans on the Facebook.
Yeah, I did check. He is on it.
Yeah, and I saw the guy, and I'm like, for real? And then I was torn like you, like, what do we say? He's a fan.
Well, when I saw his Facebook page, I'm not friends with him on Facebook, so I couldn't see much of his stuff, but I could see his profile picture. And his profile picture is him as a South Park character. And, you know, that's okay, but that's not exactly a mark for you in my brain. And I went to his profile pictures, and he's got like 5 or 6 of them, and they are all differently cropped versions of that picture of him as a South Park character.
All right.
See, that I don't know the laws in Colorado about marijuana.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming that, you know, like everywhere else, pretty much, it's not legal to make cookies filled with marijuana and sell them.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that Gary's buddy Jesse knew that. And the stupidest part to me, if you wanted to, like, if you were a big time weed head and you really thought that it should be legal, and you knew people, you know, who were into it, you know, there's like a little kind of community, you know, a bunch of friends of yours and stuff, and you wanted to like sell these cookies out of your garage or something.
Yeah.
Still not a great idea, but it makes more sense to me.
It makes more sense, yeah.
But the fact that they took it to a store and basically tried to get the store to carry them, that's insanity.
What the hell are you thinking? Yeah.
Like, what business owner in their right mind is going to be like, yeah, that's a great idea?
And not call the cops.
Nobody's ever going to find out.
Jesus. Yeah, they've been watching too much Half-Baked. Yeah.
Now,
little happy face on it.
I was trying to think if there was any way that I could be on their side here.
Yeah.
And the only way I can think of, and I don't think this is the case, but the only way I can think of is if this was an act of civil disobedience, meaning they're intentionally breaking the law, kind of like Rosa Parks sitting on the sitting in the front of the bus and refusing to move.
Yeah.
Like, the idea is to draw attention to this and show how wrong it is, and they're intentionally breaking the law, and they're going to go along with the whole process of being arrested and everything, and the hope is that other people will start doing it, and sooner or later people will see how fucking ridiculous this is, that people are getting arrested for a harmless, predominantly harmless drug.
Yeah, I kind of get that. It's a little far-fetched, but yeah.
But I doubt that they had put that much thought into it.
No way.
And this isn't the way I would go about it anyway, even if that's what I did want to do. Like, if I was going to commit an act of civil disobedience like this, what I would probably try to do is get as many people as I could get, maybe round them up on Facebook.
Yeah.
Get as many people as I could get in the area to all show up like in front of a public building and just light up.
That's a great idea.
What are you going to do? Arrest us all?
Yeah.
Well, they probably will try, actually. But that's going to be a spectacle. It's going to be in the newspaper. It's going to bring up some debate. Probably won't actually change anything, but it's closer.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. But again, they're fans of the show, and that's cool. But you can't let this stupidity slide. And if they get out of jail and they're listening to this, which I'm sure they will, I'm sorry to say, but that was really fucking stupid. I can't see why you'd want to fuck around with that and like get put in the system, thrown into jail, possibly lose your job all over this stupid fucking stunt. Like, you could have just sold it out of your garage, you know?
It's possible that we're missing something from the story and maybe it's been slanted somehow, but I can't imagine how. Like, what could be missing that would make this sound less retarded?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, actually, the business they went to wasn't really a business. It was a place that sells marijuana-related products.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Pipes and stuff, yeah. But I feel bad, yeah, calling him a dumbass.
I wouldn't feel bad except that it's a friend of Gary's.
Yeah.
Like, even if it was a fan of the show, and I don't, who knows if there are even people who actually listen,
yeah,
you know, just because
you
clicked become a fan doesn't mean you listen.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't feel bad if it was a fan because we can't control who's listening to the show. Some of them are bound to be dumbasses.
That's true. Yeah.
And I have no idea how smart these two actually are. You know, like, they could be very smart people who just made a really dumb mistake.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody does dumb shit. I've definitely done my share.
You know, they could be people that if we hung out for a day, like at the bar, we'd end up going home going, wow, we're not doing that again.
Right,
dumb shit.
It's really hard to say.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty much that. Like,
yeah.
I thought I might have more to say about this, but basically, unless there's some kind of crazy activists, which I'm not getting that vibe from this story, then I don't get it. Like, it's just stupid.
Basically.
Sorry, Gary.
Yeah. Gary.
And like I said, I don't know if Gary pointed out because he thought it was funny and stupid, or if he pointed it out because he was like, we should feel bad for these guys.
It's
like, this
to
is
say.
Total bullshit. And to be honest, I do think it's total bullshit on the level that I think it shouldn't be illegal in the first place.
Yeah.
The only thing is, you know, it's illegal and you should have known better than to do this.
Yeah. But moving on, I wanted to talk about something. Well, see, I got a lot of like friends that are having kids and shit.
Yeah.
And especially recently, and they'll bring their kids like into work and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the problem. It got me thinking because they're always like bringing them in, and I look at them and I'm like, oh, it looks just like you and your girl, your wife or whatever.
Right.
And and then one night it just kind of struck me. I was thinking about it, like, facial features. You kind of look like your mom or your dad, or just your mom and your dad. Do we inherit like our penis shape from our father or mother?
I would imagine that, yeah.
Is
probably.
That inherited? Well, I ended up looking it up, and yeah, that's obvious. It is. But it got me thinking, like, every time I look at my dick, I'm like, so this is what my dad's dick generally looks like. And am I going to have like donuts for balls in like 20 years?
So looking at your dick reminds you of your father is what you're telling me.
Just today, yeah.
Just today.
It's very unsettling, yeah.
Yeah. I'd be kind of unsettled, too, if every time I looked at my dick, I thought of my dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I can picture, like, some mom looking at their young child and going, "Oh man, you get that from your father. He's hung like a horse, you know." Or
do you? I forget if we talked about this before or not. I kind of feel like maybe we did, but I remember one time when I was relatively young, and I only remember it kind of vaguely. But I remember walking in on my mom and dad, and I'm at this point, I think they were probably doing it.
Yeah,
I don't know. Either that or they were just sleeping naked.
Yeah.
But at the time, I had no idea what was going on.
Yeah.
And my dad got up, and I don't know if he was chasing me out of the room or yeah. or what, but he was naked.
Yeah.
And I saw his wiener.
Yep.
And I remember thinking it was fucking massive.
Really?
Like, that is enormous. And if I'm any indication, I'm guessing that it wasn't actually that massive. It's just that I was a little kid with a little kid wiener at the time. And so it just seemed enormous to me at the yeah. time.
Yeah.
Did we, if you can hear that, that's the air conditioning and it's the neighbor's air conditioning.
Yeah, fucking.
So neighbors. There's nothing we can do about
we
it.
We can take the heat, yeah. But anyways.
Did I ever mention that before?
I don't believe so. We were talking about, yeah, like what?
I remember we talked about your dad's donut balls.
Yeah, like as a kid. And I remember, yeah, when I saw his big donut balls, I looked at his dick. And it was massive, and I was like, "Holy shit! It grows that much."
Yeah.
But as you get older, it seems like it never grows. You're like waiting for it. Like puberty comes and goes, and you're like, "Come on!"
Yeah. Well, I have a feeling at this point we're probably screwed. You know, it's not going to get any bigger than this. Yeah. Not unless you like stretch it out.
Well, it's all relative. I don't want to say like we're so tiny. You know.
No, I'm ridiculously tiny.
It's like.
Jesus. Now, it's like, it's not that small, but
it's average, I'm sure.
Well, the annoying thing is that you know there are growers and showers. Yeah, I'm sure yeah. you've heard that. You know, oh, yeah. some people it's pretty much the same size all the time. The yeah. only difference is sometimes it's erect.
Yeah,
that's definitely not the case with me. Like if you saw me when I wasn't ready,
yeah,
it'd be embarrassing.
Like, well, I think most guys are like that. Yeah,
it's like a little like peanut.
Yeah,
and. And then it balloons up to a respectable size.
Okay. All right.
But the difference in size is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like it almost seems physically impossible. If it wasn't my own dick, I wouldn't believe it.
Yeah. Oh man.
If I saw a before and after, I'd think it was photoshopped.
Yeah. I'm always waiting for that day that you meet a friend and they start talking about their dick, but they're like, "So yeah, mine kind of hooks down. That's normal, right? You know."
That actually. I've seen that in porn, and it always looks painful to me.
Yeah,
but I don't remember where I read it, but I read somewhere on like something like WebMD, like some kind of medical article,
yeah.
that it actually is, I think it's less common, but it is normal for,
okay.
like some people just are like that. Like it really? Naturally wants to point downwards.
Weird. Yeah.
And that just seems so uncomfortable
it
to me.
Sucks, yeah, to be that guy. Cause
like I can't watch a porn where the guy is like that because it just... hurts, like, you know, it's like it's like when I've talked about like I can't see people like slitting their wrists or getting their like Achilles tendon sliced yeah. in a video because it makes me squirm.
Yeah.
Or like getting in like needles in the arm.
Yeah.
It makes me squirm. It's kind of the same
it's
thing.
It's unsettling.
Like,
wow. Jesus,
I can't watch this.
Wouldn't it suck to be that guy your whole life though? You think that's normal, then you kind of get into the porn or you go into the showers at a young age and you see other guys. Well, that wouldn't make sense. I'm thinking like, yeah.
Because they're all hard.
They're all fully erect, yeah. What's wrong here?
What, you're never hard in the boys' locker room?
Never mind. Jesus.
You know what's actually, this reminds me of something. And this may be embarrassing to talk about. Well, it probably should be, but I really don't care.
Yeah.
Sometimes I, like if I am really, really tired.
Yeah.
Like hey, this has happened to me at work before, so I hope nobody at work is listening. But but sometimes if I'm really, really tired and I'm just sitting there and doing something kind of boring, I'll start to nod off. And you know, you do that thing where like your eyes go closed and your head starts tilting forwards and then suddenly you snap your head back.
Yeah, yeah.
When I get that way, when I get like really sleepy like that,
yeah.
sometimes I start to get a boner. Like I've gotten a boner at work at my desk when I'm like falling asleep.
Wow. That sucks.
And sometimes what I want to do when I start falling asleep like that is like get up and go to the bathroom, maybe splash some water in my face, But if I've got a boner, I'm not going to do that. So I just sit there and fall asleep more.
Oh, man.
Is that at all normal? Like, just because I'm falling asleep, I'm not having, like, sexy time thoughts or anything. Yeah. I'm not having, like, a daydream about boning.
Well, you got to, like, take a piss or something?
No. Like, I thought maybe, because before this started happening, I thought maybe that's why I wake up with morning wood. Because I almost always, when I wake up that way, I have to piss.
Yeah, same here. Yeah.
But this just seems to be, I'm sleepy, so I'm getting a boner.
Weird, man. I've never gotten that. I'm sorry.
I gotta know if anybody else has gotten that before.
The last time I got a boner like in public was, God, grade school.
That's the only time. Like, it's not like when I was in, you know, middle school and all I'd have to do was think a couple of thoughts about a hot chick and boom, there it is.
Yep.
No, it's not like that. It's like I'm starting to fall asleep and then I notice I'm.
It's really weird.
I'm excited.
I'm trying to think how that happens. Like,
I have no
medically,
idea.
Like. Biologically, you're just so relaxed. It should be relaxed. You're kind of cozy, warm, and like napping.
Maybe it's some sort of like bizarre circulatory issue. Like, I'm passing out, and somehow the blood gets redirected because my brain isn't working right.
Maybe.
I don't know.
That is weird.
Hey, how do you feel about the Beach Boys? Are you a fan? Do you like their music?
I used to. I don't care for them much anymore. They're probably just about ready to die, all of them. I don't know.
Yeah.
They got to be really old.
I kind of like the Beach Boys, but it's definitely the kind of thing. Like, I'm not jamming out to the Beach Boys all the time, you know?
I don't mind it, though.
But, yeah, if a
Beach Boys song comes on.
I Get Around
comes
on. I can dig it.
You can dig it.
Well, Aldi and I were watching Dancing with the Stars the other night, and they had the Beach Boys on. Performing with John Stamos.
Right.
I guess he's a friend of the Beach Boys.
Okay.
And I think the Beach Boys should probably give it up.
Oh, you think?
Stop touring, stop playing. I mean, half of them, I think, are dead now.
Yeah, they're so old. Like, I mean, their music lives on, but you don't have to keep doing gigs, you know? Like, give it up. Retire.
Yeah. And the main reason I think they should give it up is because, well, I found a video of the performance, so I'm going to play some of it, and I think you'll understand.
Okay.
Now to perform a medley of some of their biggest hits, please welcome the Beach Boys!
The reason I let it play for so long is because that first part isn't so bad. He does sound like he's straining to do this at all.
Yeah.
But when it gets to this song, whew.
Horrible.
Key Largo, Montego.
Yeah, it sounds like some old guy up on stage doing Beach Boys karaoke.
It does. It sounds like karaoke.
Like, I want to boo. Get off the fucking stage.
And people wonder why Britney Spears lip syncs in her concert. Yeah. Like, she's moving all over the stage. This guy's just standing in place.
Wish they all could be
Jamaica. Ooh, I want to take you to Bermuda. Okay.
Yeah.
Old man.
He's getting old, and I'm sure he's performed that goddamn song so many fucking times. It's lost. It's like feel. He doesn't even know which direction to take the lyrics. You know?
I'm sure when you've sung a song on tour constantly since whenever this fucking song came out.
Yeah.
I mean, this one is one of the newer ones, I think, but it's still fucking old.
It's old, yeah.
It's got to like lose all meaning at some point. Like, you're not even singing words anymore. You're just making noises.
Yeah.
But it's, well, let's play a little bit more of it.
All right.
Off the Florida King.
Wow, that's bad.
There's a place called Cocoa. That's where you want to get away from all. Down in Cocoa.
That's obviously not him.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. I think they...
Port of Prince, I want to catch a glimpse. Like, I imagine this guy struggles to even talk.
Yeah.
The way this sounds.
He's got that old man. Isn't that weird that every person that gets old sounds the same? They're like, maybe it's just the generation, but like old women are like, oh dear. You always have to talk that way just because you're rotting and almost ready to die.
Yeah, like they got a little bit of a quiver, but on top of that, there's like that weird strained sound to it. Yeah. Like you're like an old lady.
I'm like, frightened.
This is the general way my voice sounds. Like, yeah. Did you sound like that when you were young? Yeah. I have to imagine you didn't. At what point did you make this transformation?
Yeah, and whose idea was it to bring the Beach Boys on the show? Because he sounds like shit.
It's a big get, though, even so. But yeah, I really think it. When I was a kid, I used to think that all live bands must suck. Like, yeah. All bands must suck live. Yeah. And the reason for that, I think, is because at some point I saw a live, it was on MTV, but it was like it was concert footage of the Foo Fighters, I think.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've seen video of them since then where they sounded okay, but it was Dave Grohl singing something off that first big album of theirs.
Yeah.
And it was awful. It was the worst thing ever. It was kind of like this, like only louder, you know?
Cause yeah, it's, yeah.
Like,
was he like just out of tune or?
Out of tune.
I've seen him.
Not enunciating.
Like, I've seen him sing, and he gets so crazy, he gets away from the mic, and you can't, he's like, oh,
yeah. Yeah, that too. That too.
And you're like, wait, what?
And it was just awful. And I really liked that album at the time, and so I just kind of assumed that they have some kind of studio magic, which they sort of do, but I figured everybody must sound like crap live.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Since then, I've figured out that that's not really true. It's just that some bands do,
yeah.
And this one is definitely one of them. And I think back in the day when they were all young gentlemen and they weren't all like half of them weren't dead.
Yeah.
They probably did sound fine live, but this is bad.
Yeah. Being old. Yeah. They lost that cool. I swear like 10 years ago, they were on a TV show playing and they still sounded good.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is bad. They don't have that cool sound anymore.
The guy, the singer guy, I think it's Mike Love. I'm not that familiar with the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
But he's got to have money. Right at yeah. this point, and he's been touring. Yeah. Like he kind of revived the Beach Boys to take them out on tour.
Yeah,
he's got to have money. Why is he bothering?
Yeah, just retire.
Just for
man.
The love of it, because you sound like shit. You're ruining it.
It's almost painful for him. Like, oh, not again.
If you're doing it for the love of the music, then stop doing it for the love of the music. I mean, Christ, this is awful.
For the love of God, take a nap. Oh man.
Have you ever seen a band like that?
I was just about to say, yeah. Where it ruined it.
Yeah.
I felt the same way. Not only on TV, like on MTV, where they'd sound like shit.
Yeah.
It wasn't like dead on to what I hear on the CD, and I think that rubbed me the wrong way. But it used to
bother me more when I was a kid and I would hear like a band, like I'd see them on The Tonight Show or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And they would change the way the song is sung. Like they would change the melody of the lyrics. That would bother me.
That ruined
it. It doesn't bother me anymore.
But I've seen a couple bands, like I saw Blink and I saw another band where I saw them live and they would talk to the audience and then sing, but their voice was like 10 times higher. And I don't know if it was because they were yelling to like be heard.
10 times higher than it is on the recorded version of the song.
Like, instead of being like, hey guys, thanks for coming out, they'd be like, hey guys, thanks for coming out. I'm Tom DeLong. Really? That's what he sounds like? Fuck.
I've never noticed that. I have noticed sometimes if I'm at a concert and it's really, really loud.
Yeah.
Like it starts to get this weird distorted sound where it almost does sound higher pitched than it should be.
Yeah.
But I think that's just my ears.
It might just be my ears.
It's just too fucking loud.
Yeah.
But I've never noticed that where like they actually sound higher pitched, like in terms of their voices.
It's kind of like if you go to a concert and you're yelling with the band, you know, singing along, and then you get out and you're kind of, you know, you're a little deaf from all the noise and you're talking to your friends. Hey, you want to go to Steak and Shake? Instead of, hey, want to go to Steak and Shake?
Yeah.
I don't know, something like that. But it did rub me the wrong way.
I used to go to a lot of concerts back in the day. Well, we both did at one point. We used to go together fairly often.
Quite a bit, yep.
But then after that, after we kind of stopped going together, I would go with my ex-girlfriend, like two girlfriends ago.
Yeah, you
and
ladies, man.
It was cool because we were into the same music at the time, but it was really annoying because she was this tiny little girl. And it was like she was completely oblivious to the fact that she was this tiny little girl.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she used to do this everywhere that there was a crowd, but especially in concerts, she would, like, snake around between people.
Yeah.
Places that I couldn't follow her.
Up to the front, yeah.
And it's, I mean, if you want to go off and do your own thing, that's fine, but that wasn't what she was trying to do. I was supposed to follow her, but she had no regard for the fact that I could not squeeze between these two people who are standing, like, an inch apart.
Yeah, yeah.
And she would also, like... She would squeeze between these people and stuff, and then I'd get stuck between people, like squished between people. And there was one time that I almost passed out, and I did throw up on the floor.
Oh, man.
Because I was just so fucking hot and squished and everything, and she's just dancing and having a good old time.
Jesus.
And, like, there was one time we were at a concert. It was, God, what was it? Agnostic Front.
Yeah.
And some other band, both kind of hardcore.
Yeah.
And the band started telling everybody that they were pussies and that they wanted to see them fuck each other up, basically.
Oh, people out in the crowd, like, moshing?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
What a bunch of fucking pussies! Let's fuck shit up! So then there was all kinds of moshing going on, and I caught an elbow really bad to the head.
Yeah.
And my head was just killing me after that. And then, like, I was getting shoved around and stuff, and I'm not a big fan of that band anyway. Like, I liked their music, but I wasn't a huge fan.
Yeah.
And I started to feel kind of sick. Like, you know, I was hot and I had a headache and I felt like I had a concussion.
Yeah.
And Jesus. I wanted to leave. And she was kind of mad.
Oh, fuck that.
Well, that's because you, like, nobody sees a little tiny girl bouncing around the audience and wants to smash them.
Exactly. Yeah, I remember you would always say, like, she'd go to the shows and she'd want to go. You just want to be on the sidelines and watch the band. But she wants to squirm into the fucking pit.
Yeah.
And you get, like, kicked in the face.
Right. They'll knock me around all fucking night long.
You're not going to hit her. She's a little girl.
The one cool thing about most mosh pits is if you get thrown to the floor, most people will pick you up.
Yeah.
But as long as you're standing, they have no problem with fucking you up.
Yeah.
Throwing elbows and knees and everything into your head. But they'll leave her alone because she's this tiny little girl. She used to wear a hair and pigtails. She looked like a little girl in the dark, you know, room full of giant men.
They're all trying to protect her.
Right, exactly. But me, they don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And there were these big, fat, bald guys who would, like, lock elbows and facing opposite directions and then spin around with their fists out.
Nice.
Like, all you're trying to do is hurt people.
Yeah. I just want to hear the band. That's why I'm here.
Like, I would occasionally, in a lighter show than that, like a pop punk kind of show, I would get involved in the mosh pit because it's basically just people jumping up and down and pushing on each other.
Yeah.
But those hardcore mosh pits where there are just huge bald guys trying to punch you, I don't want anything to do with it.
Yeah. They are not there for the music.
But she was a total cunt about it. Like, she didn't understand. Like, I'm basically getting my ass kicked.
That's bullshit.
I'd kind of like to leave.
Yeah.
Well, but the second band hasn't even come on yet.
Oh, man.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, maybe I was being a little bit of a pussy. I could have stood off to the side, but it was so fucking hot in there and that wasn't helping.
Oh, man. Yeah, the last concert I went to, I got caught in the pit like every time and I didn't want to be a part of it. And there were like girls all around me. So I'm like kind of being a nice guy and protecting them, you know? So
yeah.
If a guy charges out of nowhere and they hit us, they hit me and not them. But I was getting my ass kicked. And then towards the end of the show, these two giant guys like decked me and they're like, you don't come to a rock show unless you're ready to get fucked up. Okay.
Yeah, you're right. I don't like to appreciate music unless I'm getting my ass kicked.
Yeah. And then later on, one of them like picked me up and made me crowd surf. Like just, he was so strong. He just, and then before I knew it, I was on top of all these little girls and they couldn't hold me and I'm kicking them in the face.
Yeah. And I hate crowd surfers. It looks like... it looks like a lot of fun. Like if you see it on TV or in a movie or something and you've never like been a part of it,
yeah,
it looks like a lot of fun. You're just floating along. I've never actually crowd surfed myself, but I've been crowd surfed over a shit ton of times.
It's not fun.
They kick you in, and it's not their fault either once they're up there, although it might be their fault that they are up there.
Yeah.
But it's not, but they can't really help it, but they're like kicking you in the head or falling on you. Their it's especially bad if they're coming up from behind you and you don't see them coming.
Yeah.
Because that happens a lot at like big outdoor shows like Warped Tour.
Oh, yeah.
That would happen all the time. There were more than a few times that I got pissed and pulled a crowd surfer down. Nice. Like not onto their face. I'd pull them by their feet and kind of plant their feet on the ground.
Because it's bad enough. You're in this tight group. You're hot as fuck. You're sweating. You're basically near passing out. And then someone comes along behind you with all of their weight and you got to use every ounce of muscle in you to keep them up.
I've had asses in my face. You know, most of them are usually small people because those are the people like the big guys will grab and all of a sudden they're up in the air.
Usually girls, yeah.
But there have been dudes who are way too chubby to be crowd surfing and they're just on my fucking head.
Yeah.
Just big. And if you are going to crowd surf, if you're a sweaty dude with his shirt off, go fuck yourself. Because I do not need sweaty man flesh all over my body.
That's the worst. What do? You got to, they're on top of your back, on your head. You got to like hold them up and get them out, you know, up to the front.
And if anything, even just from a logistical standpoint, that just makes it harder to keep you up because you're all slimy and slippery. It's just a bad idea all around.
Think it through before you crowd surf, you sweaty fags.
You know, one of the interesting things about when me and that ex-girlfriend used to go to concerts is that we both at the time were very into the punk scene.
Oh, yeah.
And she used to complain about these girls that would be at the concerts that were obviously not there for the music. They were either there because their boyfriend was there and they just tagged along, or they were there because they think the guys in the band are fucking hot.
Yeah.
Like they just want to bone them.
They
basically
just love that rocker look, and they'd look around like in the crowd looking for hot guys.
Like you'd see them, they'd like at the beginning of the show before everybody files in, they'd be up next to the stage going, "Oh my God, so-and-so is so hot. I can't wait till he comes out here. What if he looks at me? Oh my God."
Yeah.
And she hated these girls. Like she would talk about how she wanted to punch them and fuck them up.
Yeah.
And she'd talk about how like I got in the pit with one of these girls and I like pushed her down. She was kind of a cunt about it.
Yeah.
And the funny thing about that to me is that in every other aspect of her life, she basically was a fucking prissy, girly fucking cunt.
Yeah.
Like when she was still in high school, she was like the only girl in the world who was still in Girl Scouts all the way through high school.
Oh, wow.
She was in the Key Club. I don't know if that's, I think that's a national thing.
Yeah.
It's Key Club. Like Kiwanis Club, which is like this volunteer organization.
Yeah.
And I had to go with her to gift wrap gifts for free or for donations at the mall one time.
Yeah.
Just gay bullshit. And these days, she dresses the part, too, and she's still into it. She's into, like, the adult version of the Kiwanis Club.
Yeah.
And she does all these stupid bullshit things. Like, if you go on her Facebook and look at her pictures, it's all pictures of her at, like, stupid events for Key Club. She used to be really against all these fucking girls, and, like, she used to dye her hair black and stuff, and now she, like, gets highlights and gets her hair straightened and wears dresses like a big fucking prissy piece of shit.
Yeah.
Which is funny to me.
It's funny,
because she would have kicked her own ass. Like if she met herself from when I was dating her, now she would kick her own ass.
That's funny.
It's just ridiculous.
What a hypocrite. Yeah, that sucks.
And you know what? I sort of agreed with her at the time about those girls at the concerts. Now I just really don't give a shit. Like I don't care what other people are there for, as long as they're not throwing elbows in my head.
Yeah. It's that thing. You can't let the crowd ruin the music for you.
Have you ever had that feeling, though? Like you just see somebody and you just want to punch them?
Oh, yeah. Well, I always hated those girls. Still kind of do, because they, to this day, they ruin it for me because I'm there for the band. I want to listen to the band.
Yeah.
And they're like all around me, and all they give a shit about is looking around and absorbing aesthetics that they're going to go out and buy the next day and wear it for the next year. You know, like, I like that belt. I want to get that belt. Ooh, those shoes are cool. They're just looking around the whole time. Even while they're playing, they're not even looking at the stage, and it's distracting, and it pushes me off.
Yeah. Like, they're the kind of people who, if you were at a venue with seats, would just be sitting there talking to each other throughout the band's performance.
It's fucking annoying. Like, you're paying money for this.
outside of concert situations, though,
yeah,
there are certain people that I will see,
yeah,
and I just want to hit them.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. Like, I can't explain it. Like, I have no real justification.
What's one type of person? Because I have one.
It's hard for me to even explain. Like, there are just certain people who look, it's not fair. Like, if I talk to them, I might think they were okay.
Yeah.
But when I see them, I just want to fucking punch them right in the face. Like, they just look stupid.
They look the
and
part.
Annoying. And I don't know how
are
to describe
it. Are they, like, older,
it.
Younger,
usually,
male, female?
Usually younger or, like, around our age. And okay. It could be a girl or a guy. It really could be either.
Yeah.
Usually, they're kind of goofy looking. They look very unaware of themselves. Like,
damn, yeah, I'm like, thinking about the same type of person.
You know, some of the guys you see on, like, To Catch a Predator?
Yeah.
who are all fucked up and fat and dumpy and, and they show up to bone this, like, 15-year-old girl.
Yeah.
And they've sent pictures of themselves to her over the internet, and somehow that didn't tip them off, the fact that she was into that. didn't set off any alarms for them.
Yeah.
Like, they're just completely unaware of how ridiculous they are.
Yeah.
I just want to, like the kind of person who would walk around with, like, they've got relatively short hair and they've got that bed head where it's, like, just completely stuck up on one side. Like, that.
Not in, like, the cool way, like.
Not like they spiked their hair or fucked it up on purpose, but like they literally were sleeping on one side of their head and sweating all night long, and then they woke up and went to the store.
Yeah. Oh, goofy fucks. I also hate these young kids. And I hated this in high school, but it's like the high school kid that's overprivileged and they wear, and this is like an average look, but it pisses me off. They're wearing like the khaki shorts and I just picture them like all they do all day at the end of the day is run around their mom's house in like socks because you can't wear your shoes in the house kind of kid.
Oh my God.
You know, and they too can look like they're completely oblivious as to what's going on. They're just, oh, mommy, daddy, take care of everything. Oh, Xbox.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
Just
like some
no
kid
personality.
With slightly buck teeth who just seems like he would talk like you just said.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
His mom and dad take care of everything.
Yeah.
And like he comes home from school and his mom's got like a peanut butter sandwich cut in half into triangles for him when he gets home.
Yeah.
And yeah, his parents make him take his shoes off when he walks into the door.
Yep.
That is a huge red flag that this house is no fucking fun.
Yeah.
If you go to like some subdivision and there's this nice house and it's your friend's house and you go in the door and they're like, take your shoes off.
Yeah.
You're not going to have a lot of fun there.
Yeah.
Most likely.
Most likely.
Maybe.
I did have a couple friends that I loved to hang out with and they were great fun, but they were in that situation.
Yeah, so did I.
So.
But a lot of times, like there was one friend of mine, I may have brought this up before. I can never remember if I just talked about this between us or
on episode 60. It's okay.
Yeah, yeah. But there was one friend of mine who I really liked at school and I went over to his house one time and we did have a lot of fun when his parents weren't like on top of us.
Mm-hmm.
But we were playing a video game like on the Super Nintendo and I said, oh, crap.
Oh, yeah.
And I got in trouble because in his household, crap is a swear word.
Yeah, you did talk about that. That's fucking great.
Fuck that kid's parents.
Yeah.
Wow. Get hit by an SUV.
Oh, man. I remember I thought I was lame as a kid because I went to the neighbor's house and he had a friend come over and I kind of felt threatened. But this kid was like, yo, fuck this, fuck that, fuck. And his parents didn't care because they like my neighbor friend. His parents were friends with this kid's parents,
mm-hmm.
and they swore a lot in the house. They didn't care about, you know, taking your shoes off, but this kid was like, fuck this, fuck that. Hey, you want a fucking jelly bean? I'll never forget that. He had a fucking shirt pocket full of jelly beans, and he's like, you want a fucking jelly bean? And I felt so lame. Like, today, I'm like, what a douche, but he was so kind of cool, but pissed me off in the same aspect.
The swearing was so funny when we were kids.
It was
like, yeah, I remember being on the playground in elementary school,
yeah.
And me and a few other kids had what we called a swearing club.
Oh, wow.
Where we would swear all recess long. We would just swear.
So badass.
And it was so cool. And then I remember, like, I kind of stopped doing that. And then in, like, sixth grade, somebody asked me once why I don't swear.
No.
It's like, I hadn't really thought about it.
Yeah.
I guess it just eventually worked its way back into my lexicon.
Yeah.
My vocabulary.
Some of those kids don't grow up, though. They're to this day, they're like, like I'll be in the break room with adults, like my boss, and they'll be like, yeah, I hate that fucking shit. It's so fucking stupid in this fucking job. And we're all looking at them like, do you realize that kind of discredits you as an intelligent human being by now? Come on.
Well, it doesn't. I don't know if it discredits you as an intelligent human being.
When
but
it's so excessive.
There's a place for it. and there's a place not for it.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That makes me sound like an unintelligent human being. But you know what I mean? Like, I can turn it off. I don't walk around my workplace, for example, going fucking this and fucking that and fucking fuck.
Yeah.
Hey, when do you want this fucking job done, fucking boss? Yeah. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And it's not like I really have to think about it either. It's not like I'm walking around my workplace going, hey, when do you want this? I mean, when do you want this on your desk? It just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Another kind of person I want to punch.
Yeah.
Is guys that wear sandals. I can't think of a single time I've ever seen a guy wearing sandals, any variety of sandals, that I didn't want to punch.
Yeah.
I think my dad even wore sandals when I was a kid, and I wanted to punch my dad.
Wow. I'm with you on that one.
There's the fucking air conditioner again.
Oh, god damn.
Maybe if you close the window, it'll get a little quieter.
Give me a second.
Fucking bullshit. I think that's a little better, but you can probably still hear it. Anyway... Guys wearing sandals, I think I must be at least kind of alone on this because there are plenty of guys who do wear sandals. Many.
And even like guys that dress well, like make that part of their fad, you know, like it's not just the goofy fuck that still lives with his parents and wears socks with his
sandals. And flip-flops don't bother me as much. Yeah. Like, you know, just like beach sandals. I think the British call them thongs, which is fucking confusing. Like, that could get you in some trouble here in the States. Yeah, we're going to the beach. Oh, should I bring my thong? Or thongs, I guess.
No.
But... Yeah, guys wearing sandals. And the leather, the leather strappy sandals bother me a lot more. I think they look a lot dumber.
Yeah.
But the flip-flops do bug me. And actually, the term flip-flops kind of bugs me, too. That's a little bit of a different topic. But when I was a kid, we always called them sandals.
Yeah.
And flip-flops is the stupidest fucking name I've ever heard. Like, it's named after the sound it makes when you wear them. Yeah. It's like calling sneakers, like, squeak, squeak.
Squeakers.
Squeaks. Squeaky squeaks.
You got your squeaky squeaks.
Hey, Mom, where are my squeaky squeaks? I'm going to be late for school.
Oh, man. You remember that shirt on t-shirthell.com that had something to do with people wearing sandals and it had a Jesus on a cross on the front? Do you remember that?
Not really.
How'd that go? I so wanted that shirt. Anyways.
Yeah. I don't even know how to explain why. I don't like sandals. I just think they look stupid.
They look stupid.
And most of the people you see wearing them are kind of stupid.
Part, yeah.
Like they're either like giant douchebags, like they'll show up in a pair of like cut off khaki shorts or whatever and a polo shirt and sandals.
Yeah.
Or like really like that same dumpy sad sack to catch a predator guy I was talking about.
Yeah.
Like real dumpy and he's wearing like those strappy leather sandals. Yeah. With socks. That's even worse.
Yeah, it is.
Sandals are bad, period, but sandals with socks.
You are retarded.
And that was like a huge fad for a while, like back when everybody was listening to Dave Matthews Band.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I remember my dad bought me sandals, and I thought about wearing the socks with them, but I couldn't get into it. It's so fucking gay. Look.
You remember Birkenstocks when they were like the thing?
Birkenstocks, remind me.
They were just fucking sandals. I don't know why Birkenstocks in particular were such a big deal, but everybody had to have a pair of Birkenstocks, and those were the ones that everybody wore with socks.
The leather?
Yeah, they were just like leather, but they weren't like the crazy strappy ones. Like they would be...
They covered like most of your foot, kind of?
No. They'd just be like the... Kind of like leather flip-flops.
Okay.
Like just plain old, like one strap over the front of the foot kind of a thing.
My dad still wears those today.
But they were huge. Everybody had Birkenstocks. And if you didn't have Birkenstocks, you were not cool, I guess, even though it was the gayest fad. The only thing that could maybe rival it was parachute pants. Like, I think they were called Skids. Like
zebra,
that was a brand name?
Or tiger kind of pattern?
I don't fucking know. I thought at the time, because I was a little kid and we didn't have money.
Yeah.
Like this was back when I was wearing hand-me-down clothes with like sports teams on them and I'd mismatch them because I didn't fucking know. And kids at school would be like, you're a fan of blah, blah, blah team? Yeah. What an asshole. And I'm like, no, I just don't have money. But at the time, I had a couple of pairs of these like big parachute-y black pants with like neon speckles all over it, you know, Jesus. Like little shapes and stuff.
Yeah.
And I thought they were Skids, but they weren't because that was a brand name. And I got caught calling them Skids.
Oh, no.
And oh, I was in trouble then.
Jesus, you can't win with
fucking fads.
Man.
There was one time when I finally got to be like on the same plane as everyone else, you know, like I got the cool fashion thing that everybody had.
And when was that?
That was in, I think, eighth grade. I had a pair of like $100 Air Jordans.
Oh, Jesus.
Which is retarded.
It is.
Like, I don't even, the only reason I even wanted them was to be cool.
Yeah.
And they were just shoes to me. I didn't play basketball. And they were like my major Christmas present that year because they were $100.
Jesus. And people were like, hey, you're all right.
No, you know what? It was actually kind of it kind of backfired on me because this kid that used to pick on me a little bit, like he wasn't a big bully, he didn't push me around or anything, but he was kind of a dick.
Just a dick, yeah.
He saw me wearing them one day and he's like, what the fuck is that? Why do you have, why does that little kid have $100 Air Jordans?
Wow.
So most people didn't notice, and the one person who did was an asshole who was mad that I had them.
I had the same kind of experience. I just couldn't win because I was a redhead, and nothing you could do, like looking like me with a bowl cut and red hair, would make you look cool. So I just tried. And I remember one day I bought a shirt with like an alien on it.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, hey, dude, cool shirt. Hey, Ryan, cool shirt. And I was like, really? Cool.
Nice.
This is so dumb. I just got this at like fucking Goodwill.
I went through a period where I wore a lot of No Fear shirts.
Oh, that was huge. Yeah.
And I didn't, the reason I was wearing them, I didn't know what the hell they were. Yeah. I just would, my mom would take me out and be like, you got to buy clothes.
Yeah.
And so I saw these shirts and some of them had like kind of cool, edgy slogans on them.
Yeah, like on the back.
But I didn't realize that they were basically like athletic wear, kind of. Like, you know, as time went on, I started seeing some that were about like football and things like that.
Yeah.
But the ones I got at first were kind of generic. They didn't mention any sports or anything.
Yeah.
So I started getting them, and I'd wear them, and it was fine. And then as time went on, I was much less interested in wearing No Fear shirts. I kind of figured them out, and my mom would just go out to the store and buy them for me and bring them home. And she would buy the ones that said stuff like, I can't even think of a good example, because the only thing I can think of now are those shirts that say, like, baseball is life. Yeah. Everything else is just details. But it was like that kind of shit.
No fear.
And I never, the only sport I ever participated in, I participated in T-ball when I was in, like, kindergarten.
Yeah.
And soccer when I was in, I think, sixth grade. And that was just because I felt like I should. And I sucked so hard. I used to stand off in the middle of the field and just look out into space. And the ball would go by me. And I'd be like, yeah, all right, whatever. You guys have fun.
Wow.
And that was it. And this was like probably ninth grade now. Mm. My mom's bringing me home these shirts that say, like, soccer is awesome.
Jesus.
Mom.
Parents have no clue.
We live together. You see me every day. Yeah. What made you think this was a good idea?
Oh, man. I don't want to keep this going too long, but my dad used to check my pants if I picked out a pair. Pick out a pair of Levi's or whatever. I'd pick them out, make them kind of baggy.
Mm-hmm.
Not so baggy like it was ghetto, but just a little relaxed, you know?
Yeah.
And he'd pick up my fucking shirt from the back and like tug on them from my waist. He's like, these are too loose. These are nigger pants or something.
Oh, Jesus.
He didn't say that, but I knew he was thinking
that's
it.
What, like, he meant, yeah.
Yeah, and they were just relaxed fit. They weren't even close to, like, baggy.
No son of mine is going to be walking around sagging like those kids do these days.
Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah, I used to pick out relatively baggy pants, too, because I just, I didn't like, because it seemed like, well, I guess part of the problem was we would always buy my clothes at like the grocery store, you know, like a store that had nothing to do with clothes.
Yeah.
And I think to this day, that's partially why I hate clothes shopping, is because we didn't really do it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But to be fair to my mom, if we had done it like for real when I was a kid, I would have complained then too. So it's not really her fault.
Yeah.
But a lot of my clothes would come from like the grocery store that had a clothing department. It was like a department store kind of.
Yeah.
And the pants that they would sell sucked.
Yeah.
And they'd all be like the tapered leg pieces of shit. So like, even if I got it a little bit loose in like the waist area, it would still somehow hug my ankles. And I'd look like a mom, you know, with that pouch that they get.
Yeah.
they wear like the jeans, like the denim pants that have the stirrup on the bottom that goes like under your foot and into your shoe. Elastic denim pants.
Oh, God.
That's what it would look like. And I hated them. So I would get them extra large on purpose.
Yeah.
So that they'd fucking hang a little bit normal.
A little better. Yeah.
So that they wouldn't have to go into my shoe just to fit.
Jesus.
Hey, I don't want to interrupt the flow of the show here too much or anything, but before I want to squeeze a couple of things in here before we get to the end.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
I don't want it to get to the end and we're like, oh shit, we ran out of time.
Yeah,
we've got a couple of things we want to do here. And one of them is the return of a segment that we have not done in a very long time.
Get ready for
writer, pedophile,
yes,
child molester,
yes.
I just had a terrible thought, horrible fan fiction of the week.
I find it very hard to put Nymphadora in character.
Shut the fuck up.
All right.
Yeah.
So I guess the reason we haven't really done this more often, like as you can hear in the little segment intro, this was supposed to be a weekly thing.
Yeah.
But the first time we did it, it was kind of long and I had trouble finding shorter ones that we could use.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these people,
almost all of them, yeah.
A lot of these horrible, horrible fan fiction writers are very prolific. Like they have tons of shit to say about
like
these characters.
Chapters, yeah.
Chapters upon chapters. So we haven't done it in a while, but I found another one that was suitably short, which I thought was funny enough to give a shot. And that is Tears of Sorrow.
Ooh.
By a guy who calls himself Darkness 8705 or Dragon Phoenix 05 at AOL.com.
Faggot.
Now, this is a South Park fan fiction.
Ooh.
And it is, the genre is angst slash tragedy, which is very South Park. Do you want to do this like we did last time where we trade off?
Yeah, let's do it.
It's kind of broken down into little paragraphs. You want to trade off every paragraph?
Yeah, sounds good.
You want me to start it or you want to start it?
Go ahead and start it.
Okay. The world was in sorrow, weeping for the loss of a person they loved, a person that cared for a lot of people, especially him.
His life wasn't the same, and his heart was broken into a thousand pieces, never to be repaired. His lover understood him like no one else ever did, supported him when it felt that the whole world was crashing down on him. He was happy. Until now. Now, he felt alone, deserted, not knowing where to go.
He looked down into the casket, his green eyes filled with tears as he stared at the figure that lay lifelessly before him. He grabbed the hand of the person he loved, chills running through his body as he came into contact with the frigid skin of his other. He leaned down as he ran his fingers through the blonde hair of his lover. A tear rolled down his cheek, dropping down and landing on his lover's cheek. This guy really likes to use the word lover. Leaning in, he gently pressed his lips against his lover's one last time.
Jesus.
I love you, Kenny, he whispered, and kissed his lover's forehead.
He watched as the casket was closed and six men carried to the coffin to the car.
Yeah, that should be carried God the coffin to the car.
Which would be on his way to the cemetery. Then a boy in his teens approached him and placed a hand on his shoulder. Come on, Kyle. Let's go. Then the one, Kyle nodded.
I think it's the one, Kyle, nodded.
The one, Kyle, nodded and walked out of the chapel with his friend on their way to the cemetery.
Rain poured from the heavens as the bone-chilling wind blew and people sheltered themselves with umbrellas. People cried as the priest preached, but none cried as hard as much.
Jesus.
None cried as hard as much as Kyle. The young boy looked down at the tombstone of his lover, and he sobbed as the casket was lowered into the ground.
He closed his eyes, thinking it was all an illusion. He thought it would all be a dream, and that he'll wake up in Kenny's arms. Wake up to have incredible blue eyes staring down at him, and having soft lips against his as Kenny whispered the words, I love you. He opened his eyes, only to see the name of his lover on a tombstone.
How old are the kids in South Park supposed to be? Do you know?
Fucking elementary school.
Yeah. Never mind. The priest finished preaching, and each person passed by the grave, throwing a flower down upon the casket before leaving. Once everyone was gone, he knelt down by Kenny's grave, not caring about the rain pouring down on him. He held a flower. Sorry, lost my place. He held a flower in his hand as he cried. He whispered words, hoping his lover would hear them. Kyle stayed by Kenny's grave for a moment longer before throwing the flower he was holding upon the casket. Slowly, he stood up and left the cemetery.
Kyle reached his home, not bothering to acknowledge his family. He walked up the stairs and into the bedroom. He stared at
the bathroom. It's kind of different.
He walked up the stairs and into the bathroom. He stared at his reflection for a while, lost in his own thoughts. Closing his eyes, he found himself thinking about Kenny and the times they shared together. He remembered the first time he and Kenny went on a date, feeling safe when Kenny wrapped him in his arms. He thought about the first time they kissed and the first time they made love.
A couple of little elementary school kids making gay love.
His thoughts went to...
I was some guy them thought this love. Had to happen.
I'm picturing who's reading this and going, yeah.
This guy had this in his head and he was like, this has to come out. This has to be shared with the world.
Yeah. His thoughts went to the times where he and Kenny would go to Stark's Pond and just hold each other.
The memories were just too much as Kyle opened his eyes again and looked at his reflection. He finally decided what to do. Kyle seemed to be in a trance as he went over to the bathtub and started filling it with warm water. He took out... I keep losing my place because my mic stands in the way.
It's okay.
He took out some candles, setting them around the bathtub and shut the water off. He eliminated his clothing.
Hot.
He eliminated his clothing down to his boxers and grabbed a razor, taking the time to examine it before getting into the tub. Once in the tub, he took a match and lit the candles around him. He took the razor, bringing it up to his wrist. Swiftly, he ran the blade across his wrist and blood gushed out of the wound, flowing down his arm. He put his arm down and the blood mixed with the water.
The pain in his arm hurt, but it didn't compare to the pain he felt in his broken heart. His head started pounding as he lost more of his blood. Kyle ignored the pounding as he closed his eyes, once again finding himself thinking about Kenny. He thought of the blue eyes that would make his knees buckle.
He's just so hot, that Kenny.
The smile that would send chills down his back, and the whispered words that would make his heart jump.
A fresh wave of tears flowed down his cheeks as he opened his eyes. His head still hurt, and his vision was starting to get blurry. He swallowed the lump in his throat as everything started spinning. His body was getting weaker by the minute, and the pain was increasing. Sighing, he closed his eyes again as everything started to fade. The smells, the sounds, and everything else. He felt a sudden happiness because he knew that he would be with Kenny once again. The last thing he heard was his mother crying out his name before the world went black.
All right.
That's it. Bravo.
This is bullshit. How could you even read this and like get into it? Because even watching the show, there's nothing in the show that would suggest this could even be possible. Like, they're not even like really that tight, you know? None of their friends are like super tight. They're just all buddies, you know.
There is one review of this story.
Oh no.
And I didn't realize that until just now. I just happened to see the link to the reviews. There's awesome. One review, and right. It's only like a couple of sentences, but this is what it says. Wow, that was really good. I got upset at the end. The ending is sad. Poor Kyle.
That was really
good. There's like a whole subset of people who are retarded, but not retarded enough to not be able to write, so they just do. And they write the stupidest fucking things, but they all they love it. Like, there are other people out there who read it and go, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Why won't the mainstream latch on to this stuff? You should have a deal with Comedy Central.
Yeah.
Think about that for a second.
Man, these are fucking elementary kids. Fucking.
Yeah, maybe. No, I was going to say maybe this was supposed to take place later,
maybe,
like once
possibly.
They grew up.
Yeah.
But the last thing you heard was his mom.
Yeah.
So probably still, not.
Probably not. That's kind of fucked up. See, like the whole furry thing, I understand. I get what they're into. They want to fuck animals. They want to be an animal and fuck an animal.
I think
but
most
this,
of them,
I don't get.
Just to be fair, yeah. And I don't really know why I want to be fair to furries, but just to be fair, I think most of them don't want to fuck animals so much as they want to fuck anthropomorphic animals.
No, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
So they fuck each other in fursuits, but it's not like they want to fuck their dog.
Yeah.
Although some of them, I'm pretty sure, probably do.
They're getting so into it. But this shit, yeah.
The weird thing about furries is that there's a whole spectrum. And I read this article a while back by this guy who considers himself a furry. He goes to the conventions and stuff, and he writes stories and draws stupid pictures of himself as a fox in medieval armor and shit.
Nice.
And he was complaining that furries get a bad name. Everybody thinks furries are these sexual deviants who just want to fuck each other dressed as animals.
Yeah.
And I was reading like comments on the same article, and there were a lot of people who were claiming to be furries who were disagreeing with him wholeheartedly. They were like, you are an idiot. Sex is a part of the culture.
Yeah.
And most of us like to fuck each other in fursuits. And you're the weirdo here.
Yeah, that's
you're on the fringe. There's this whole spectrum. There's the people who are just kind of nerdy, and yeah. They like the idea of anthropomorphic animals. Like that guy who wrote that article was talking about the movie Robin Hood, like Disney's Robin Hood.
Okay.
With the foxes and
Jesus.
Stuff.
Yeah.
And how like that's kind of partially what got him into it. So they just like that weird cartoon shit.
Yeah.
And he likes to write stories and role play and stuff, and he makes up this character, but he doesn't think he is an animal, and he doesn't want to fuck people in animal costumes. Then there's, on the other end of the spectrum, there are people who think that they are animals and yeah. that they were born in the wrong body somehow.
Yeah.
And they draw pictures of themselves as animals, and they draw pictures of like anthropomorphic foxes with like giant tits. like six giant tits, you know, Jesus. Like lactating all over the place.
Ooh.
They have fursuits with like crotch holes cut out so they can fuck each other and have anonymous sex in the parking lot at a convention. So there's this whole spectrum. Some of them are just nerds and some of them are fucked up.
And dangerous.
Well, I don't know if they're dangerous, but they're fucked up.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, I can't. It sounds dangerous because not only are they fucked up, but they're really fucking horny.
Yeah. God. And I think some of them actually are sexually attracted to actual animals. Like some of the ones who think they are animals, they're like, well, I am an animal. Why shouldn't I be sexually attracted to animals?
Deep in the fantasy. Balls deep.
Balls deep. And speaking of balls deep, what do you say we get balls deep into some Orion Explains It All?
Yeah, sounds good.
Orion Explains It All.
Now, what's the topic this week, Orion?
Large Hadron Collider.
Okay, and what is that?
This is basically a machine. You might have heard about it in the news. It's this big machine that everybody think is going to like end the world and create a black hole, if that might spark, you know, something. Basically, it's this machine that it's a particle accelerator, and they out in Europe they made this thing like underground. It's like 175 meters underground. Picture a hula hoop and you bury it like in the ground.
Uh-huh.
Well, this tunnel is basically like you walking around in the hula hoop. It's like a circular tunnel that they have this massive machine. And they built it because they want to find out in the particle aspect of physics.
God, in particle land.
Now, in particle land. Now I'm tripping. Now I'm tripping. I be tripping. But
all right, you be tripping.
Like they want to understand how the universe began, and like there's all these there's the particles, but how does that become mass? That's the big question. And they have a theory. There's all this Higgs boson. There's all these bosons, I guess.
I think they're bosons.
Bosons. Yes, the Higgs boson or whatever. It's this theoretical particle, I guess, that could link or give the answer to how particles become a mass, like, you know, like
how they become a mass,
like form a mass.
Okay.
Form All right. some kind of element that has mass, because they're just these particles floating around. So to find this out, they couldn't do this in the past because their machine sucked. They didn't have enough power. So they spent billions of dollars to build this machine that had enough power to do it, and it freaked everybody out. Everybody thought, you know, it was going to end the world. Well, this week, I believe, or not too far in the past, they turned it on, and what happens is they shoot these proton particles, and they're supposed to collide. And now back in the day, they could do this, but the data that it produced didn't really reveal anything. It didn't reveal enough information. So this thing's so powerful it can, and they're trying to look for this Higgs boson that could link, you know, shed some light on how particles become something that has mass. And that's why or how it does it, I don't fucking know. I have no fucking idea how it does. And how they shoot particles, I don't know. Like, hey, I got the particle shooter, you know, I'm hooking it up. I have no idea how that works, but basically...
Like a Nerf gun?
Yeah. But they did it, and they're just awaiting the data. It's a big fucking deal, and it's kind of interesting to me. I'm glad you brought this up, and it wasn't too hard to understand for me, but to explain it, yes, once again, I sound like an ass.
Now, about the black holes.
Yes.
Because everybody, well, not everybody, but all the dumb people
yes.
thought that this thing was going to make black holes and that the Earth was going to get sucked into this black hole and yeah. that it was going to be the end of the world. Now, is there any factual basis to that at all? Is there any reason why they would think this thing might create a black hole?
I think it's just the... because they're idiots, they're like, this machine is so powerful.
Were they just like, oh, it's science, so it must it must make black holes. Black holes are science.
That's what it seemed to be, but a lot of people, I guess, from what I've read, well, not a lot of people. The scientists say, yes, it could potentially create a black hole, but it's it'll be so small and exist for just like...
Okay.
So little time, it won't even matter. So.
That's what I was getting at, because yeah. I had read that before, and I wasn't sure.
So it sounded scary, but yeah.
That is kind of weird, though. Like, yeah, it could make black holes, but they're tiny, and I've heard them describe it as evaporating. Like, yeah. The black holes will just evaporate. Like, that doesn't sound very science-y to me.
Yeah, it sounded a little scary.
No worries. We don't really know. It might make some black holes, but they'll be so tiny, and they'll just kind of dry up. Like a puddle.
Yeah. What?
Zoinks! We might lose, like, a couple small dogs. Maybe.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
But yeah, even the scientists were kind of like there's no need to worry, but we really don't know what could happen. And that was the scary part.
That's great. Like, that's like classic mad science. Like you see in like a cartoon or something, some scientist with two vials of chemicals and they mix them together and something crazy happens. Like they had no idea what was going to happen.
Yeah, and it's especially scary if you look at this fucking thing. It's massive. It's like the fucking tunnel they're in is like... The height of like a giant building, not a skyscraper, but like 6 to 8 stories tall. This thing is just massive.
And could you imagine if somebody proposed we build this thing in the U.S. like, it's so huge and costs so much money.
Jesus, that would never go over.
I don't know that much about it. I don't know if it's like government funded or partially government funded.
I think it is. It's part of NASA maybe. I don't know.
But trying to get government funding for this on U.S. soil would probably be a nightmare because people are so fucking dumb.
Yeah.
And it'd probably have to be somewhere like in the southwest, like Arizona or something.
Where no one would... We'll put it in Mexico.
well, kind of like when they used to... it's not the same thing because this, in theory, should not create a giant disaster. But kind of like when they used to do like nuclear testing.
Yeah.
And they'd build like a little fake town, a tiny little fake town and blow up nukes in the middle of the desert. I imagine they'd have to locate it somewhere like that just to appease people and just to have room.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I was surprised that it didn't go under. But I think... It was just idiots, you know, saying this could go bad. Scientists, they knew what they were doing, so I think the government, like, trusted the scientists. So but there was so much uproar.
I don't understand the distrust of scientists. Like, there are so many idiots out there who will trust anybody but a scientist. like, I understand. You don't know this scientist. For all you know, they might be full of shit.
Yeah.
But these are the same people... who will, like, buy things for thousands of dollars that claim to cure cancer when in reality it's, like, food-colored water.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just some salesman just trying to sell it to him. It's not any kind of doctor or there's nothing credible about it.
Yeah.
They'll buy from this asshole because he's more personable, I guess.
Yeah. To put it into perspective, the amount of people that are dumb out there that really thought the world was going to end, every page... I went to on this, the comments were flooded with like 8,000, this is bullshit, you know, the world's gonna end. And then one guy would go, hey, chill out, you know, and it'd be like some teacher and he was a science teacher and he's like, chill out, you know, this, you know, you're jumping to conclusions, you're a dumbass.
Yeah, you're part of the problem.
Man, it was
with your hoity-toity science.
So many fucking people. The majority of everybody that went to that site was full of shit. And really thought the world was going to end. How could you let this be built? Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess this might be kind of a short Orion Explains It All. Do you have anything else to explain on the subject?
I just had some questions that I couldn't figure out. Like, when they do this particle acceleration shit, how do they create the particles? They just have this mechanism that shoots off protons. I'm kind of curious about that because nobody ever told me. That works.
I mean, to be honest, I don't really know, but they don't create the particles. I mean, they are pre-existing particles.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't really know how that part works either, like how they fire a particle or a stream of particles.
Yeah.
I don't really know either. But I do know that the way you were describing particles becoming a mass...
Yeah, that's off, I know.
I think it's a little off. All matter has mass
to it, and that would
include these particles. I think the thing about the Higgs boson, and I haven't read up on it that much, but I think the thing about the Higgs boson is that scientists say that there is a whole bunch of mass to the universe that is unaccounted for.
Yes,
like there's way more mass than there should be.
Yeah.
And so there, this theoretical particle could account for some of that.
Yeah.
And that's why it's kind of important to find out if it's real or not.
Yeah.
Because if it's not, if it doesn't exist, because it's just, at this point, it's just a theoretical particle. It's just something that somebody proposed might be the case. If it's not, then something else has got to be going on.
Yeah. And there's a lot of theories, like in the woodwork, you know, that if this... if they're proven wrong, all these theories are shut down and we got to back way up because all the pieces fit with these theories and it makes sense. So,
but that's one thing that I think is a misconception about science. I think when somebody comes up with a theory in science, it's not a bad thing when they get proven wrong. Like I think people think that scientists come up with these ideas and then they refuse to change their mind.
Yeah.
And I think that that's partly why they distrust them, because they think, like, these scientists think they know everything.
Yeah.
Well, it happens all the time that they find out, actually, things aren't quite the way we thought they were.
Yeah.
Here's some new information, and this is the way it seems like it probably is now.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the whole thing, is exploring and figuring out and getting proven wrong and coming up with new ideas.
Yeah.
And over time, certain ideas kind of become like, this is what it is. But if, like, let me think of an example. Like, if somehow somebody could prove that we didn't need oxygen to survive. Scientists would accept it if you could prove it beyond a shadow of a doubt. Scientists would go, okay, shit. We got to revise a lot of stuff here. And they would take that information and they would come up with new theories.
Yeah.
That's how it works. I think I'm going to stop the music now.
Yeah.
But people think that scientists are like all full of ego and are refuse to listen to any opinions other than their own.
Yeah.
And that's just not the way science works. That's the way religion works.
Yeah.
You know, we have the answers and there are no new answers and you cannot prove us wrong. That's the way religion works.
Yeah.
That's not science.
Explain this better. I wonder how interesting that would sound to someone that is like super religious. Like, they'd probably be like, boring, not relevant.
I wonder if of the majority of these people who are afraid of the Large Hadron Collider, I wonder if the majority of them are religious.
I believe,
I would guess, but that might just be me having a prejudice.
Yeah, possibly.
All right, so good explains it all.
Well, thank you, I'm still an ass, but...
Actually, I thought you did a pretty good job explaining this one.
And compared to the last
time, with the exception of saying that they were turning particles into mass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How does a particle become mass?
Yeah.
Like us. We're mass.
They're all, mass. I know what I meant to say. I just have a problem getting it out of the mouth.
Well, that's
brain
half the
to
fun.
Mouth.
That's half the fun.
Yeah.
Shit, do you think maybe we should end it now? You're my chair. We're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
You think maybe this should be the end?
I
don't have a whole lot else to go to.
Yeah, we should probably end it.
Poor Orion has to get up early in the morning.
I gotta be up so early. I gotta be somewhere at like 10.
Yeah, but you gotta get up at like 7:30.
Yeah.
Which is pretty early, especially for you. You work second shift. You normally get up at like noon.
Yeah, it's just my schedule. So yeah, it's going to be a little rough, but it should be a fun day. I think you should mention that you're going to be moving
soon.
Oh,
yeah, I totally forgot. To yeah, this has been in the works for a while, but I didn't want to say anything in case something went wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
But I am moving out,
and
that is going to possibly make some changes to the show, but I think for the better.
Oh yeah.
Like, we're not going to stop doing Orion's going to still be on it. We're not going to stop doing it or anything like that.
Yeah.
And there's not going to be like some new co-host.
Yeah, fuck that.
But I do think that we might be bringing more people into the studio, like when we've had Aldi on.
Yeah.
Like a third person. And if Orion can't make it for some reason one week, maybe I could get somebody else to do it with me. But so I won't have to do a solo show like I did way back.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're going to have, I'm going to set my new room up as a studio.
Yes.
So that'll be nice, because the whole time we've been doing this, every time we do a show, we have to drag all the equipment back out and hook it all back up, and it's a pain in the ass. And this time, we'll be able to just leave it out and have it hooked up and set up the way it needs to be all
turn
the time.
Turn it on,
it'll just be turn it on and go.
Yeah.
So that'll be nice.
No distractions, fucking cats and Aldi's mom?
Yeah, there are no cats. No Aldi's mom to walk out. It won't be right next to the fucking sink.
Yeah.
And I make coffee now. No, we're doing a fucking show, bitch.
Yeah, we've had to pause a whole bunch of, like, countless times, almost once a show, yeah, so that she can make fucking coffee, yeah, and run the sink.
Jesus Christ.
So.
But yeah, should be great.
But yeah, so yeah, I'm moving.
Yeah, and with all the new, like, improvements, I think the show will get a lot better. So stay tuned.
Yeah. So otherwise, I guess we'll just end it.
Okay. Yeah.
Do the things, you know, register in the forums. We've had a few new people register recently, which is nice to see.
Yes.
Damn Bambi, I think, is one of them.
Yeah.
Become a fan on the Facebook.
Yes.
My soul auction is over.
Yes.
So
yes, the
selling bid ended up being $35, the yes, winning bid. So I will get in touch with, I think that was Heather.
Yes.
I'll get in touch with Heather about that. And if Heather flakes, then I guess $30, because that was the next lowest bid. But I don't think she will.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I still want to know, Heather, by the way, did you send out Mrs. Wonderful?
Oh, yeah.
Because if you didn't, that's totally fine. But if you did, it got lost. So that kind of sucks. I just want to know,
yeah,
you know, like, because that sucks.
Yeah.
What else? Email us, Kyle at IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
And or Orion at IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Donate. Send us millions and millions of dollars.
Yes.
Now that I've got a studio to outfit,
yeah,
I'm going to need new chairs and a new table and all kinds of crap. So if you can help out, that would be useful for the show. Because the next show, which is the first one when I'll be moved in there,
yeah,
in theory, might involve us sitting on the floor.
That's okay.
But after that, I think I'll get things sorted out.
Yeah, it should be cool.
What is send us a fucking voicemail.
Yeah.
616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
Do it, goddammit. You can even do it fucking wasted like Marleykins did this time.
Great. Yeah.
I don't think I'm forgetting anything. Is there anything else?
That should do it.
I know I'm like stuttering and making weird sounds. I don't think I'm getting anything.
We got it.
All right.
I think you covered it.
Peace out, dogs.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. We'll check you next week. Woo!